Welcome back to the Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show. I'm now being joined by Grundy Center football coach Travis Zajac here as we preview this matchup with Appleton Parkersburg. Coach, appreciate you taking a little bit of time here as we get ready for this one. You're coming off that 21-7 win over D&H last week. Certainly a big win for your program. I just kind of want to get your final thoughts on that game and how you've kind of used that to build some momentum as you prepare for this game.
Hey, John, thanks so much for having me. Last Friday night's win over D&H was a really big win for us. We've played in a lot of big games here over the last 5 years, and obviously won a couple state championships, played in state championship games. But when you have roster turnover like we've had, and replacing so many of those key contributors, you're never quite sure exactly what you're going to get until you kick the ball off and play a game. And we kind of scuffled along a little bit to find our footing in the first quarter. But then after that, our kids were fantastic. Our assistant coaches made some adjustments, and we played as complete a second half as we've played in a long time. And it was very gratifying, really proud of our kids and our assistant coaches, and looking forward to a week two matchup with AP.
You bet. You were pretty balanced as usual on offense last week. First varsity started quarterback for Judd Jarovsky. He ends up racking up the bulk of the yards last week. So when it comes to kind of your offensive game plan this week, what are some of the biggest things you're hoping to establish, especially compared to last week when it maybe took a few drives to kind of get into a rhythm?
Well, specifically on offense, it's just sustaining drives. The first two times we possessed the ball against Dyke, it was three and outs, and that's difficult. We earn a first down, and then possession time and all those things factor in. But not just on the offensive side of the ball; it's really in all three phases. It's just, let's put a cleaner product on the field than we did last Friday, and that's kind of been our MO as a program. Every week, let's just, be a little bit better at the fundamentals of blocking and tackling, and all those things that are going to help us be successful at the end of the game on the scoreboard. I think the balance part that you referenced offensively is really what we strive for. Makes us very difficult to defend. We can run it or throw it out of, any of our sets. We've got dangerous kids in a lot of different position groups on our offensive line. Really came together, especially in the second half against Dyke and Harford, and looking to kind of capitalize on that momentum as we work into week two.
And then on the flip side, on the defensive side of the ball, a pretty strong performance there last week. As you get ready for defending AP, what are kind of some of the biggest things you're planning for this week?
Well, watching AP play in week one against Union, watching that film, they're going to run their wing T offense once again. So that's a test of your discipline and in your eyes, and making sure you're not falling in love with the eye candy that they'll show you in the backfield. You got to trust your keys and make sure we're fitting the run game appropriately. And then on the back end, you can't fall asleep because they will throw it over your head if you do. And we've played a lot of wing T teams over the last five seasons. We feel like we've got a good game plan in place. And now it's a matter of, again, just trusting your eyes and tackling the ball carrier.
Mm-hmm. And again, you're taking on an AP team that wasn't able to crack the scoreboard in a 14-0 loss at Union last week. So, again, when it comes to just maybe some of those scouting things, what are some of the other kind of biggest things that you found out through some scouting as you get ready to face them?
Well, all the kids played really hard. I mean, that was evident on the film. AP's going to – they're going to give us everything that they got. And, we're going up to at Thomas Field and playing a game there. And, we've got to be able to – handle that emotional high that they're probably going to start the game with, and be able to match that intensity level, and then just play a clean game, take care of the football around offense, get stops on defense, and try to flip the field in the kick game and special teams, and I feel like we'll be okay at the end of the night.
When it comes to just a matchup history standpoint, we were talking a little bit earlier. It's been 10 years since Grundy Center football has made the trip to Parkersburg, and I know you guys got a chance to host them last year in a 31-7 win. But just your thoughts on the matchup as a whole, and finally getting the chance to meet up with AP after a long break between facing them.
Well, I think anytime you can get your local schools to play one another, it's a really good thing. It's healthy for communities and for student bodies, and obviously for the families. There's so much crossover with youth sports, kids playing obviously against each other, but also with one another, in various sports and leagues. So it's going to be an exciting night. It's going to be a beautiful night for football. Our kids can't wait to get on the bus and go to Parkersburg.
All right, and last question for you today. Your ultimate keys to victory here for this week two matchup.
Well, I probably get pretty repetitive on this, John, but it's the same for us every week. Establish a line of scrimmage, be able to run the football on offense, take shots when we need to, we need to throw it. And then defensively, just playing our typical Granny Center swarming defense, where we're going to read our keys, we're going to get off blocks, we're going to tackle people, and try to shorten the game, possess the ball, and take care of it when we have it.
All right, that's Grundy Center football coach Travis Zajac. Appreciate the time today, and best of luck here tonight against AP.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate it. Go Spartans.
We'll be back with more of the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show next.